It's a new week, which means it's time for a new Monday Musing with Left of Lansing's Pat Johnston. Muse away, Pat.
Here's the Monday Musing for February 9th of 2026. A recent Pew Research Center poll shows that 61% disapprove of Dear Leader Trump's overall job. And while it's good that over 60% of Americans are outraged with the authoritarian direction of this country, a direction in which billionaire elitists like Michigan's Betsy DeVos and Rick Snyder and others across the country like Palantir's Peter Thiel or X's Elon Musk or Amazon's Jeff Bezos have all declared war on the working class, it's kind of sad that disapproval number isn't higher. But in politics, anything polling over 60% is kind of a consensus in the country. Also, a whopping 59% of working-class Americans disapprove of how Dear Leader's economy is only helping those of his close friends inside the Epstein class while leaving the working class left to struggle. Now, you just heard me say the phrase Epstein class, which has been coined by California Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna. And that's in reference to how this latest batch of the Epstein files is revealing to the world how there's an elite cabal that works behind the scenes and talks to each other behind the scenes on how to enrich their own power at the expense of the working class. For example, the Detroit Free Press last week reported how in one Department of Justice document, the convicted child predator Jeffrey Epstein described Detroit, which was then in bankruptcy, as a petri dish ripe for monetary experiments. Then, of course, that's where one of his associates said Epstein orchestrated a Ponzi scheme that eventually built Detroit's retirement system out of hundreds of millions of dollars. Somehow, though, Epstein escaped ever getting charged in that scheme. Now, those documents provide a little glimpse into how the Epstein class works. And, you know, I just have to say, it's dumb luck. It's just plain dumb luck that many of these emails showing these guys from the Epstein class talking with the late child sex trafficker, but we don't know who they are because their names have been redacted, especially those describing how they love to be with 10-year-olds. Law and Order Party, remember? Now, I'm not surprised many Michigan MAGA Republicans are choosing to stay on the sidelines and calling for those in the Epstein class to be held accountable, which includes, of course, their Dear Leader, not only because they rely on these billionaire dollars, but because they believe that men should always be allowed to engage with young girls. Don't forget, back in 2023, when Michigan Democrats held the trifecta, Democrats passed a law making Michigan the 10th state in the union to ban children from getting married. Seems like a common sense approach, right? Ah, but State Representative Steve Kara of Three Rivers, Matt Maddock of Milford, and Josh Shriver of Oxford all voted against every bill in the package. I mean, what makes you think they'd turn on their Dear Leader for having his name appear over 38,000 times in the files? And of course, we still have millions more which are still being blocked from release thanks to the Trump regime. I mean, what makes you think they care about kids? They don't. They don't care that an interconnected cabal of billionaire and political elites not only kept in touch with, met with, and partied with a convicted pedophile billionaire, but they all communicated with one another on how to get richer and how to get more powerful. And the Epstein class reveals how they knew they could do whatever they could without ever being held accountable by our political leaders and especially by the corporate press. So when I see Michigan MAGA Congresswoman Lisa McClain smiling her ass off while standing next to creepy House Speaker Mike Johnson as he backs Dear Leader's ideas to send ICE Gestapo agents into Detroit polling places this election, just know that Lisa McClain has no problem living with herself knowing that her Dear Leader was part of a worldwide billionaire pedophilia ring. She doesn't care because she doesn't care about the kids, and she definitely doesn't care about the working class. Remember that when she or other Michigan MAGA Republicans or even Mike Duggan take glee in punching down on trans Americans while they simultaneously tell us that the Epstein files are boring, huh? They'd rather beat up on powerless trans kids than powerful billionaires, their bosses, from the Epstein class. And remember all this when MAGA Republicans claim to care about kids when they work to block any accountability for those who worked with a convicted pedophile. And that's why every Democrat running for office this year must tie the Epstein class, the billionaire Epstein class, with the Trump regime and MAGA Republicans. But in a way, they're all one and the same, right? That not only keeps the pressure on MAGA's sickening defense of the Epstein class and their Dear Leader, but it builds momentum on the progressive goals and efforts to tax the rich. And you know, I'd still love to know why Bill Clinton decided to keep contact with Epstein. What was Bill thinking? Mr. Clinton, you always have an open invite to appear here on the show to answer that question and many, many others. Not only is it time to turn the page on MAGA white nationalist corporate authoritarians, but it's also time to turn the page on corporate Democrats. The turning point, everyone, to this real deep state corruption is at hand. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.